How can people get to know new people? Making new friends or acquaintances can be quite a task nowadays. With everyone glued to their phones or busy with their own lives, it's not like the old days when you could strike up a conversation with a stranger on the street. But there are still some ways to do it. You can join clubs or groups that match your interests. That's a good start. You can attend social events, maybe even try those dating apps if you're feeling adventurous. The key is to put yourself out there. Be open. And don't be afraid to initiate conversations. Friendships don't just fall from the sky. You've got to work at them. Can clothing tell and reveal a person's personality? Oh, absolutely. Clothing is like a canvas for personality expression. You can tell a lot about someone from what they wear. For instance, if someone's always in bright colors and funky patterns, they're probably outgoing and fun-loving. But if they stick to black and minimalistic styles, they might be more reserved. It's not foolproof, of course, but clothing gives you a sneak peek into a person's vibe. You can often tell their interests, values, or even their profession. So yes, clothing spills the beans about personality, whether we intend it to or not. Do people feel lonely in crowded cities? Crowded cities might seem bustling, but loneliness can thrive amid the masses. It's paradoxical, really. With so many people around, you think it'd be hard to feel alone. But it's quite the opposite. In the hustle and bustle, individual connections often get lost. People are busy and life moves fast. Plus, the anonymity of city life can make you feel like a tiny fish in a vast ocean. Loneliness in crowded cities is like an open secret. Everyone's surrounded by people, yet many are silently longing for a genuine connection amidst the urban chaos. Why do some people find it easier to be friends with people than others? You know, making friends is a different process for different people. It all boils down to personalities and vibes. Some people are just naturally outgoing and sociable. They can strike up a conversation with a lamppost. Others might be more reserved or shy, so it takes a bit longer to crack their shell. Shared interests and experiences also play a role. So really, it's a mix of personalities, communication skills, and shared connections that determine how easily someone makes friends. Why do individuals from the same family have different personalities? People from the same family can have different personalities because each person's character is shaped by a unique blend of genetic factors, upbringing, and life experiences. While they share some genetic similarities, the way they're brought up, their friends, and the challenges they face all contribute to their individuality. It's like everyone in the family is given the same ingredients to cook with, but they each have their own unique recipe for life. So even though they come from the same kitchen, the end results can be quite distinct. Is someone's personality fully developed in childhood? No, someone's personality isn't fully developed in childhood. Childhood lays the foundation, like planting a seed, but personality grows and evolves throughout life. It's influenced by experiences, education, relationships, and cultural factors. It's a bit like a tree that starts as a sapling, but matures and changes over the years, shaped by the environment it's in. So, while childhood is crucial, personality keeps developing as people learn, adapt, and grow. Therefore, no one's personality is fully developed in childhood.